Why can't you play hide and seek with a cheetah?
I don't know why.
Because they always spotted.
Broadcasting from the University of New Mexico on KUNM FM, it's time for the Children's Hour Radio Show.
Woo!
If the world all around looks gloomy and all of your dreams go astray, there's a still small voice within you, show you the sunlit way. Lend an ear to the words it's saying, you'll find that you'll never go wrong. For the still small voice within you will show you the way to be strong. Always inside you, a treasure of love you can't share, and the still small voice within you will always be there.
Colorado, from a CD called You Are Someone. And that's you, the letter, are, the letter, some, the word, one, the number. As the name of that CD, Still Small Voice is the name of that song. And yep, that's inside each and every one of us. Hello, this is the Children's Hour, and I'm Katie Stone in here with a whole bunch of kids. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, hello. How is everybody doing today?
We're doing good.
Good. A little bit, maybe.
I'm good.
Maybe.
Good, good.
Yes.
Let's see who's here. Start over here.
Hello, I'm Maggie.
Hello, it's Haley.
Good morning, it's Tamarin.
Hello, it's Tijuwa.
Great to have you all here. And we're about to go into another studio with a bunch of kids.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who are vocal artists. And they're performing for us. Wait till you hear them. They're amazingly talented. I can't wait for everyone to hear them. And but in the meantime, anybody have any news in the studio? Yeah, go for it. News?
We are going to the zoo, and I hopefully we don't lose the passes again like we did last time.
Oh.
Yeah, my brother was holding them.
Uh-oh.
And I screwed up again.
Yeah, we lost it. And mom was like mad because like
they charge you again.
I was like bum bum bum.
Yesterday I fixed up Roxy's cage, my ferret's cage, and she loves it.
Aww.
Earlier this morning, she was laying in the sun where the sun was shining in her cage.
Aww, we need a ferret show so we understand more about them. Do ferrets smell? I know they're related to skunks. Do they smell?
The domesticated ones, they take out all their scent glands except for the ones in their eyes. So they aren't that smelly.
Oh, but if you hadn't taken out the scent glands, they'd be more like a skunk.
Probably, because they have this musk that makes them smell.
No news is good news, eh, Haley? Yeah, no news is good news. Well, we have a great show lined up for you today. We are having the performances from the kids who have won in the past the Vocal Artistry Art Song Festival competitions. And, you know, their talent is going to totally inspire you. Plus, how prepared are you all in the event of an emergency at your house? Do you have an emergency plan?
Not a lot, I guess.
We do.
I kind of do.
You do?
In my head,
I
kind of do.
It's a funny code.
It's a funny code.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good way of doing it. Well, you know, today we're going to play an interview that I had just 2 days ago, right before there were all kinds of fires that blew up, with our public information officer from the Albuquerque Fire Department. His name is Lieutenant Tom Ruiz. And he was so kind to take some time out of his day to talk to me about emergency preparedness. Because here in the desert Southwest, and I know we have folks listening from all over the world, and it's probably different.
All around the world.
All around the world.
I've been around the world.
Exactly.
I like traveling around the world.
And some members of the Flat Earth Society live all over the world, too. And all around.
All around the globe.
All around the globe. Yeah, anyway, here in the desert Southwest, we are really in serious fire danger right now. It's extremely dry. Whoa. We're in extreme drought conditions. We've had lots and lots of winds, which kick up fires. So we wanted to talk about emergency preparedness for families. And it is really important to have a plan. And we're going to find out more about that from Lieutenant Ruiz. But in the meantime, there's been some news in the media last night, and it was kind of hard news. And our country has launched, some missiles against another country, the country of Syria.
What?
Well, the country of Syria has done some pretty bad things to its own people, and whatever. There's been lots of you may feel this way or that way about it all, but I always like to remember that in any country, every country, all around the world, every country is full of kids. And here's some kids from Syria. And this is the Children's Hour. In the studio with us today are some of our winners from last year's Vocal Artistry Art Song Festival. And these are young winners. As I Recall David Fu is 14 years old. He's going to be playing the piano for this piece. And Allison Liam is 15, and she's a soprano. And I'm just going to let them take it away and start off. And wait till you hear them. Take a listen. Impressed. Would you talk to us for just a minute? What was that piece that you just sang?
That piece was a pastoral song, and it's by Haydn.
This is what vocal artistry is, isn't it? Is it typically a person in a piano? Or can it be a person in a symphony and a person singing basically a solo? Is that what vocal artistry really does?
I think it's just like an art song. An art song is like telling a story, has like a purpose. It's not just music on a page. It's more than that. So it's just, that's what this festival is. It's like trying to create like awareness of these pieces.
She's talking about the Vocal Artistry Art Song Festival, which is happening next week, starting on Friday through Sunday at the Albuquerque Academy. And there's lots of information online about that. We're going to get you all that information, but you can check it out right now at vocalartistryartsong.com. Can you tell us about this next piece?
Okay, so this next piece is called A Mezzanotte, and it's by Rubini. It's a song, it's in Italian, and it's about a girl who comes out at midnight, and she tells her lover to come with her. But there has to be love with them, so it's talking about how the moon will hide in like shame if there's not love present. So it's just a cute little song, like a little love song.
Quieto mi verai.
Oh. And Alice and Liam. And also we have performing on the piano, David Fu. And they were the winners last year in the junior division for the Art Song Festival. And are you both performing again this year? Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you excited? Are you nervous?
Nervous, but excited, yeah.
Allison, can you tell us a little bit about how it is you sound like that? How do you practice? I'm assuming you have natural, you know, gifts to be so have such a beautiful voice, but you also must work pretty hard for this. What do you do?
Well, I go once a week to my amazing teacher, Jackie Zanderwall. And well, when I was younger, my voice tends to be a lot more airy. So what we've been working on this year is really like the support to make it a more of a fuller sound.
Can you just sing something that sounds airy to you and then sing something that sounds fuller?
Okay, let's see. My mother bids me bind my hair. Because it's not supported, so then like a supported sound would be, my mother bids me bind my hair. So
wow.
It's just slightly more.
No, I hear it. Yeah, that's amazing. Wow. And so how long have you been doing this kind of work?
Well, I've been singing with Jackie since I was in sixth grade, like halfway through that. So I've been in the art song festivals, like this is my fourth year, I think.
You're listening to the Children's Hour right here. This is Christopher Ober. He's 17 years old, and he's being accompanied by Courtney Kaltenbach. She's 18. She's on the piano. And Christopher, good morning. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. I can't wait to hear what you're going to perform. Can you tell us what this piece is called and what it is?
This piece is called Vaga Luna Che Inalgenti by Bellini. And this song is about a man who is singing to the moon. And he's saying to the moon that you alone are the testament to my love for this person who does not even know I love them. And the one enticing hope of their love is the sole thing that sustains me.
Una speme luzinghiera conforta, mi conforta nell'amor che una speme luz inghiera, mi conforta nell'amor che una speme luz inghiera, mi conforta nell'amor, nell'amor, nell'amor.
Wow. Christopher Ober. He's 17 years old. You're a baritone. Beautiful. Wow. And performing at the piano, Courtney Kaltenbach. Paul Roth, who is a grown-up, is coming too. Darn it, he's been caught. He's coming to the piano, and he's performing. Who's performing? Oh, Courtney, you're performing. Wow, talk about multi-talented, eh? So you play piano and you perform as a singer as well.
I do, yes. And this is my first year doing the collaborative piano division. I saw it last year and I was like, that is so cool. I wanted to try it out and see what it was like.
So collaborative piano is a piano and a person singing. Is that right?
It can also be like an instrumentalist, but in this case, yes, it's a vocalist.
Nice. And what is your piece? And if you come right to your mic, what is what is the story of the piece? And what is it called? And what's the story of this piece?
So this piece is called Take, Oh, Take Those Lips Away by Amy Beach. And it's an English song. And it is about a love that is so painful that you physically need to take the lips away from me so that I don't fall for you.
Take your lips. Yeah. Have you noticed a theme running through these art songs?
Lots of love songs.
I guess that's what really makes us sing, eh?
Exactly.
Oh, I look forward to hearing this. This is Courtney Kaltenbach and performing on piano, Mr. Philip Roth.
Take those lips away that so sweetly were forsworn. Take, oh, take those lips away that so sweetly were forsworn. And those eyes, the brink of day,
we've been tweeting photos. You can follow us at TCH Radio. And Courtney Kaltenbach and Paul Roth, thank you so much. Thank you all so much. And Courtney, I just want to ask you one quick question. When you were singing those really high notes, which I could imitate, but I'm not nearly as good as you, your voice does this, I mean, I can't do it, this beautiful thing where it almost vibrates.
Oh, resonation, yes.
How do you do that? And do you have to teach yourself how to do that?
So actually, it is a natural phenomenon in the human body, but a lot of people don't sing in a way where they can access the resonance. Resonance requires a lot of physical support and using your breath the correct way. And so, yes, it takes a lot of training to get your pure resonance. Some people can do it naturally, but it took me a long time to figure out how to do it.
And so you're literally physically holding like your throat and your mouth and your breath in a certain way. You're doing it in a way that allows your body to do that naturally?
Kind of, yes. It's like kind of the way if everything is open, and you are using like the full support of all your body, like your diaphragm and everything, it should naturally be there and you shouldn't have to think about it. But in order to get there, you do have to think about all of the different ways.
Your talent is so great, Courtney. You play piano and you sing. Are you going to go into this for the rest of your life? Are you studying this or are you going a different direction? You're 18 now. These are the time of life to make these making these choices. What's your plan?
So I'm a senior in high school right now, and I'm actually going to be going to the University of Oregon next year and studying vocal performance, but I'm also going to be doing environmental science. So I think that it's kind of a balance to work on the self-discipline of something that you love, like music, and then also do something for your community around you that's more hands-on. And so I think it's something that I will want to balance the rest of my life. Yes.
Thank you all so much. Let's give them a round of applause for just amazing performances here on the Children's Hour. And you are tuned to the Children's Hour radio show. This is the Children's Hour radio show. Curious to know, what did my crew think? What did you think?
It was a lovely performance.
Weren't they amazing?
Yeah.
Yes, agreeable.
They sound like birds, like beautiful birds who can sing beautifully well.
It sounds like the opera, but a little quieter.
Yeah. Yeah, that was amazing. This is Brave Combo, right here on the Children's Hour radio show. Yeah.
Hiding there, hiding everywhere. I'm over here, you're over there. Hiding here, hiding there, hiding everywhere. Let's all play hide and seek. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler I. Let's all play hide and seek. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler I. Let's all play hide and seek. Yeah! Hiding here, hiding there, hiding everywhere. I'm over here and you're way over there. Hiding here, hiding there, hiding everywhere. Let's all play hide and seek. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler I. Let's all play hide and seek. Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler I. Let's all play hide and seek. We'll be right back.
teacher looks at the clock and everyone can tell. Any second, any moment, any minute, we'll hear that ringing bell. And I know it's just a trial, but we'll be walking single file past the lockers in the halls. No one's in those bathroom stalls, 'cause we've all just been selected to be calm and so collected. If you run, you'll get corrected. But when we open the door so big and wide, I can't believe the thrill. I'm on a fire drill. I'm on a fire drill. Sounds so loud that I'm hearing it still. I'm on a fire drill. I'm on a fire drill. When we go outside, we stand in awkward groups. Everybody looks at everybody else, the teacher's with the truth. Quiet down, she does insist, as she reads the classroom list. She's got a watch upon her wrist, making sure that no one's missed. And the teachers exchange glances, we're all in fire drill stances. And I wonder what the chance is that the bell won't ring to call us in. I can't believe the thrill. I'm on a fire drill. I'm on a fire drill. Sounds so loud that I'm hearing it still. I'm on a fire drill. I'm on a fire drill. And maybe when I'm older, I can rescue cats from trees, carry around the fire truck keys, and I'm sure it would be fun too. Up in 10 seconds flat, gonna change my clothes, grab the fire truck hose, then imagine me now just like that, sliding down the pole with the fireman hat. Can't believe the thrill. I'm on a fire drill. I'm on a fire drill. Sounds so loud that I'm hearing it still. I'm on a fire drill.
That was Fire Drill by Justin Roberts. And from his CD Jungle Gym, perhaps you've been in a fire drill. I hope so. I hope you've had a drill. Usually we have fire drills at school. Like, they're very rarely at home. Have you ever had a fire drill at home?
No. Never.
Well, I think it might not be a bad idea to have a fire drill at home. And I went and visited the Albuquerque Fire Department's, I guess you call it station number one. And that is where you can find the public information officer for the Albuquerque Fire Department. His name is Lieutenant Tom Ruiz. And take a listen.
I am Lieutenant Tom Ruiz with Albuquerque Fire Department. I'm the public information officer.
Albuquerque is under some pretty intense weather right now, and it's pretty dangerous right now for fires. Can you talk a little bit about that?
The city is under a fire restriction, and those are stage one fire restrictions. So no open flames, no campfires. There is a penalty if somebody gets caught violating those fire restrictions. And if anybody has any questions, they can always call 242 COPS, or if it is a direct emergency, they can always call 911.
In the event of some kind of emergency, like an evacuation in part of the city, what do you wish that families and kids had prepared?
So if there is an evacuation, all families should be prepared and have a plan in place in their home that everybody knows about. If they need to evacuate their home, it's something that the family as a whole have already practiced. It's something that they all know about. They know the things that they need to grab in the household. First things first is to get out of the house. And a couple things that they might want to grab in case of an evacuation are medications that maybe somebody might be on, important documents that they may need. If they have a chance to grab their pet, absolutely. But once they're out of the house, what we want them to do is never go back inside the house. That is very important, to never go back for any reason.
Until the evacuation order is lifted?
Correct, yes. And once they've left the house, based on the plan that they have already in place, they should have already known about where they're going to go, whether that's to a neighbor's house, whether that's to maybe just a tree that they know about. Hey, let's go to this tree, and once everybody's there, don't go back inside. And when everybody meets up, we know, when we have accountability, we know where everybody is.
You are responsible for it. The Albuquerque Fire Department helps oversee the Bosque and around the river. And we've heard of fires there in the past, and there was one just last week. Can you talk a little bit about fire safety for people enjoying the Bosque?
With these current conditions, with the wind and the very dry conditions, we want to be able to enjoy the Bosque. We want people to be able to go down there and enjoy it for what it is, but we want them to be safe. So please, absolutely no types of open flame or fire or camping in the Bosque. That's very important.
Smoking not permitted?
When they're smoking, if they're done smoking, if they can properly put out their cigarette butts, that would be important as well.
Can a fire start from something as small as a cigarette butt?
Absolutely. It sure can.
Is there anything else you wish families knew about fire safety?
Smoke alarms have been shown to save lives directly. So smoke alarms are an important piece of fire safety in your home. We ask and we remind people to check their batteries in their smoke alarms. We ask them to change their batteries at least twice a year, and at least maybe once a month, just test the battery. And when your smoke alarm goes off, please just exit the home, go to your meeting place that you've already planned on, and go to a safe place where you can call 911.
Thank you so much for being with us today on the Children's Hour.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
This is Lieutenant Tom Ruiz from the Albuquerque Fire Department, and he's the Public Information Officer. Thanks again.
Thank you.
That was really fun to talk with Lieutenant Ruiz at the station. And we've been thinking about what it is to be safe and having that emergency plan, having a place to meet. You don't have to have kids in your house to have an emergency plan, but there are a lot of great resources for you to help you prepare. You know, hopefully you never need this stuff, but if there was an emergency, you want to go to ready.gov/build-a-kit. And they have a lot of things they recommend you put in your basic emergency supply kit, including enough water and food and having flashlights and a first aid kit, and things that Lieutenant Ruiz mentioned too, like having your prescription medicine and having pet food. But the entire list of resources so that you are ready are at ready.gov/build-a-kit. And, you know, it's not only just having a bag ready to go, but really the most basic thing you can do today, try it today, is have a fire drill at your house with your kids and your family. Figure out where that safe place is that you're going to meet so that you can stay safe in the event of emergency. And by the way, those fire restrictions are real and palpable. Please don't be the one that sets the entire city on fire with your little, you know, match. You would feel terrible, but even worse, lives are at risk. So be safe with fire. In fact, don't use fire right now. Let's be safe and keep Albuquerque not burning. You are tuned to the Children's Hour.
Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Just think of all the happy times we'll have and smile, yeah, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Just think of all the happy times we'll have and smile, yeah, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Just think of all the happy times we'll have and smile, yeah, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Just think of all the happy times we'll have and smile, yeah, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. Just think of all the happy times we'll have and smile, yeah, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile.
time for the Children's Hour Birthday Club.
Kids in the club get a birthday gift in the mail and a greeting on the air.
Happy birthday if your birthday is this week.
Like Alina Dyer from Albuquerque, who's turning 12 years old today.
Happy birthday, Alina.
Tomorrow, Lena Jo Richards is turning 9 years old in Albuquerque.
Happy birthday, Lena Jo.
And also tomorrow, Aiden Brown is turning 11 years old in Corrales, New Mexico.
Happy birthday, Aiden.
On Monday, Ayanara Vecchia is turning 12 years old in Albuquerque.
Happy birthday, Ayanara.
And Tuesday, Crosby Foxcare is turning 5 years old in Albuquerque.
Happy birthday, Crosby.
And on Thursday in Santa Fe, twins Cole and Jed Nicholas Martin are turning 5 years old.
Happy birthday, Cole, and happy birthday, Jed.
Also on Thursday, Deva Carvlin Strabbing is turning 8 years old in Albuquerque.
Happy birthday, Deva.
The Children's Hour Birthday Club is open to all kids 12 and younger. Joining is easy. Just go to our website, childrenshourradio.com. You'll also want to find our podcast, social media feeds with photos from today's show, quick links to old shows, and more. Go to childrenshourradio.com.
This was the Children's Hour Radio Show. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week with another edition of the Children's Hour. Check out our website. Tell us what you think, childrenshourradio.com. And I'm Katie Stone. We'll see you next week. Bye.